Welcome to Standing Point, stories from Americans afield. I'm your host, Cal Trout, and if you grew up like me, you went hunting and fishing with the generations above and below you, simultaneously learning from the generations above and teaching those below. An active part of the continuum that preserves, refines, cultivates, and so develops culture. This process occurred then, the same as it always has, through the telling and retelling of stories, typically taking place on the porch around a fire with old men and the vices they adore, or in the duck blinds that pepper the wildfowl haunts throughout the shooting grounds of Tallahatchie County, Mississippi, where I'm from. Locally prominent men would spend Sunday mornings, for instance, toasting the dawn with nips of bourbon, as the shooting warmed and the labs brought duck after duck to the blind, the men's tongues would loosen into strings of stories, lies, and other prevarications. Countless times, later in the morning, some of these men would greet me and my brother at the door of the Methodist sanctuary, admonishing us, "Boys, if it happened in the duck blind, it stays in the duck blind." Their breath, the curious marriage of peppermint, scope, and distilled grain. And so it was in this fashion, or listening to my father and his brother and friends relive stories of hunting and fishing in their youth around the dinner table. My father kept a large library, and I grew up reading tales of Faulkner, Hemingway, Kipling, Rurik, Babcock, Buckingham, Robert Hittenill, Richard Wyman, and so many others. And so our goal here is to bring you the deep and rich culture of deer camp front porch, duck blind, and dinner table storytelling right through your speakers. So allow me to take a step back and tell you a little about myself. Back in 2007, I was plotting my escape from teaching public education after having earned degrees in history and English and a master's degree in journalism. I had been in a car accident with one of my best friends and his young family, wherein I had broken a shoulder, punctured a lung, broken four ribs and four vertebrae, severing my spine completely in two places. Upon recovering, I realized that life is too short to spend it employed in anything other than an endeavor you are madly passionate about. I intended to lead a writerly life afield, working on my family's ancestral cotton farm during planting, growing, and gathering, before chasing bird dogs, quail, and duck throughout the autumn and winter and spring. Then write about it all. With that goal in mind, I returned to my native place and took it up in earnest, beginning Trout Valley Quail Preserve in 2010. After nearly 15 years of riding and farming and hunting, my family decided to stop farming while we were still ahead and rent the place out to neighbors. But a chance meeting in 2015 with Jason Cruz of the Outdoorsman Bible and Mossberg's Rugged American Hunter fame had set me about improving and expanding Trout Valley Quail Preserve in the direction of storytelling. In that spirit, I started a newsletter called Standing Point, so-called in honor of a Havilah Babcock story wherein he notes that Southerners call a dog, indicating birds, standing, while Northerners call them pointing. So the title is my little way of offering a small compromise between North and South while giving a nod to one of my favorite writers. My intention then was to expand it into a podcast. That was 8 years ago. Today marks the culmination of that effort, after a great deal of failing, then failing better at it, until we have what is before you now. At its best, I want Standing Point to be a repository of the finest stories from Americans who spend their time afield or astream, outside enjoying God's creation. Our first season will contain 12 episodes. They range wildly from the Democratic nominee in Mississippi's governor's race to a group of women who have founded an organization to provide safe access and space for young girls and women to begin hunting and fishing. To a fighter pilot who grew up hunting wild bobwhite quail in Virginia and later hunted wild gambles quail in New Mexico. To a decorated war veteran who talks about his time growing up wing shooting in the Mississippi Delta before later hunting high-value targets in the mountains and deserts of the Middle East. I think we have a little bit of something for everyone to enjoy. Please like us, share us, subscribe to us. You can check us out wherever you like to get your podcast, or you can go straight to www.troutvalleyquail.com and click on the Standing Point tab to subscribe, and you'll get all of our content right into your inbox totally free. If you would like to advertise with us or support us, please email me at cal@troutvalleyquail.com, and I will get the information to you. This episode is brought to you by OLR Realty in Oxford, Mississippi. You can go check them out at www.olragency.com and by a kind gift from Mr. Houston Stewart. Thank you.